So let's start by taking three deep breaths and releasing everything that I just said to you. And last breath. And breathing in and out through your nose, closing your eyes very gently, breathing in and out through your nose. And listening to the sound of the breath. And the feeling of the breath as it enters and leaves your nose. Good, and now very gently you're going to take your attention, your breath, your awareness into your brain, your third eye, your pineal gland, and connect with the water inside the gland. And as you breathe out, you're going to imagine that a beautiful ripple of light travels across the water and goes into your brain. And then into connects with the water surrounding your brain. So you breathe in. Connect with the water in the pineal gland. And as you breathe out, you allow a ripple of light to very, very gently connect with the water surrounding your brain. And as you breathe in, you begin to understand that you're connecting with the element of air. And as you connect with the water, you're connecting with the water surrounding your brain. You're connecting with the water element in your entire body. As you breathe in and out, air and water. Good. And understanding when you connect these two bodies of water, you're aligning universal knowledge with your worldly knowledge. good. And as you breathe in and you take the air into the water in your pineal gland, and this time as you breathe out, I want you to imagine that you're sending out an energy into your brain, into your nervous system, in your brain, down through your neck, your vagus nerve, that goes from the left side of your brain past your ear down the side of your neck and into your entire body, spreading out like the tree roots, all the veins of your body. The veins of your body represent the nervous system, represents the fire, the metabolism in your body. The electrical system. So breathing into the air, connecting with the water, and then igniting the fire in your body by becoming aware of your nervous system that runs down through your neck, your arms, your torso, your legs, your feet, your whole body. It begins to look like the roots of a tree. Good. And now as you breathe that air into your nose and you take it up to your pineal gland and connect with the water, and then you breathe out and you light up your electrical system, and as you light up your electrical system, the air now moves into your muscles and your skin, which is the earth element of your body. So you breathe in, take in the air, connect with the water. As you breathe out, you light up your nervous system and spread the energy now out, grounded into your flesh, your skin. Very solid. Breathe in, taking the air into your third eye, connecting with the water. Breathe out, lighting up your electrical system, and then connecting with the earth in your body. As you breathe, and as you exhale and you connect with your skin, I want you to connect with your feet now. And imagine that your feet are very solidly on the earth, like magnets. And as you breathe in, imagine you're breathing in all the elements from the earth, her moist, dirt and soil, and you breathe in the water that runs underneath and through the earth, and you breathe in the rocks and the roots of the trees that are strengthened by the sun and the fire element. It's all there in the earth and the space in between the ether and the oxygen that's there within the roots of the trees. As you breathe in earth, fire, air, water and ether, and it connects with that in your body, your nervous system, your flesh, the water in your body, the air in your lungs. And your body, this beautiful body made of all these elements, houses your spirit, your soul. And your soul is made up of sound and light, and it vibrates within the physical body, and you start to feel it vibrating in your physical being. Good. And now that your body is one with Mother Earth and your spirit is awakened within it, we're going to call in your doorkeeper. That beautiful guiding light that came with you the moment you were born, that waited with you before you were born, and has taken the journey with you through all the years, has protected you, guided you, helped you, and will always be there. We're calling in your doorkeeper, your strongest guiding light. And we're asking that doorkeeper to stand right in front of you. I want you to open the palms of your hands up so that this guiding light can very gently place their energy in both your palms, both your hands. Just take notice of how your body responds. Does your vibration become stronger? And I want you to intend and imagine that their face is right in front of your face. And as you breathe in, you draw in their breath. And as you breathe out, you gift your breath to them, breathing in and out. As you breathe in, you breathe them into you. As if you create a circle of light between you. You breathe in. They breathe out. They breathe out. You breathe in. You're breathing in their breath. like you to very gently in your mind ask them to give you their name. And allow yourself to receive the name that they give you. Do not question it. Just allow it to be. Very good. Now we're going to call in the two other guides that work with you in this lifetime. One male, one female. We'll call in the male first, and the male one stands to your left. The left of your body. And again, feeling that energy on the left of your body. Breathing, connecting. And understanding that this male guide, get a sense of the feeling of this person, their connection with you. They're there to help you to action, to understand your empowerment, to give you strength when you need it, encouragement when you need it. They're here to help you with the physical world, your physical things and life, your physical body. And you can ask them to give you their name and accept the first name that comes into your mind. Good, very good. Now you're going to take your attention to the right side of your body. We're calling in the feminine guide on the right side of your body. And this beautiful being is there to help you with manifestation, with healing, with love, understanding, compassion, your emotions. How to manifest, to bring in those that will assist you and help you in your life, to guide you to being vulnerable, to opening your heart, helping you to receive life, can ask their name, who they are to you. Good. Now I want you to pay attention to how your body feels. Is there a particular part of your body that feels warm, cool, vibrant? Is there a particular vibration, a sound, a heaviness, a coolness? Does a certain part of your body feel more pressure, a tingling, a certain sensation? Very good. So now let's do a little something. I want you to go back to breathing into your nose, feeling the air going up to the water in the pineal gland, then reconnecting with your nervous system and your skin as you breathe, breathing in into the nose, the brain, the pineal gland, connecting with the water, breathing out, connecting with your whole nervous system and your skin, breathing in, connecting with the elements in your body and breathing out. Good. Very good. Now take that feeling down to your feet and breathe in and out with Mother Earth. I want you to take note of how your body is feeling at this moment. Does it feel heavier? Does it feel more grounded, more solid? Where does it vibrate, tingle? Very good. Now I want you once again to feel that beautiful doorkeeper in front of you. Breathe in. Take your energy to your doorkeeper. Now go to the left and feel the masculine. And now the right, the feminine. And now all three around you. How does your body feel? How do you feel? Do you feel lighter? Do you feel different sensations? Is there a different vibration in your body? Are you feeling more out of your body? Take note of what you're feeling. Good. Now let's do another one. Again, breathing in the air in your nose, connecting with the water in the pineal gland. Breathing out, connecting with your nervous system and your skin. Going back internal into your body again. Feel your body. Good, and now taking your attention to your three guides all at once. Feel them, connect with them standing around you. Very good. Now, I want you to imagine that you're putting on that blue cloak or the indigo or the purple cloak on your body. Imagine that you're putting it on and you're putting your hands in the sleeves, and the hood is going over the front, over the top of your head and the front of your face, and you're completely encased very close to your skin in blue, indigo or purple. Note of what you're feeling in your body, what happens. Good. Now take the cloak off and connect with your three guides again. I want you to ask your three guides that over this next week they give you signs each day that they're around. And one of the ways that they can give you signs is through electrical products, lights flickering, random sounds. Those feelings, tingling, goosebumps, the same feeling. And now that you know their names, you can call them by name, and each day, call them, give them permission to be with you throughout the day. Guide me to those that I need to meet today. Bring joyful moments into my life today. For these three guides are there for you, for your journey. They're not there for your mission, they're there for you, purely for you. And they have devoted this time for you because you chose to come in a physical lifetime. And they chose to be with you. Good. Now going back into your body. Breathing in through your nose, up to the water in your pineal gland. Sending in the out breath beautiful energy into your entire nervous system. And that nervous system is like a tree root going out, touching into your skin, anchoring to your skin. Your skin is the earth. Breathing in air, water, exhaling fire, earth, ether. Feeling the vibration in all of it. And understanding everything has a vibration unique to itself. And deeply knowing that anything you wish to bring into your life, you need to feel to be a vibrational match so that it is drawn to you. Remember, the fifth dimension activates the magnetic aspect of all things. The earth has been operating off electric, and it's very valuable and it's very good. However, now the balance is made, and in order for balance to be made, you need to go into the magnetic part of yourself. And what does a magnet do? It draws things to you. So as you activate your 5D physical body, you begin to draw things to you. That's why it's important to understand vibration. And when you're in this space of being connected to all the elements with your guides around you, this is the space you can program water from. Think of what it is that you want to bring into your life to be a vibrational match to. Feel it in your heart. Hold the water in your hands. Believe it to be true. Speak it out loud. Put all the elements in the water in the creation. And then have a little drink of that water to remind you to be a vibrational match each day for what you truly want to bring into your life. Good. So when you're ready, you can wiggle your toes, your fingers, flutter your eyelids, and very gently come back into the room.